reach thousands of education-minded users daily. Advertise on Yakutami. Tiger Lily 2. As I gazed out of my office window this morning, fist-sized bowls of candy floss were drifting past. As they snagged on bushes, pieces were torn away by the breeze, and so were distributed further afield. Neem says that in old Thailand, people stuffed it into mattresses and pillows. I have never seen it before. I did start Tiger Lily 2 today, but did not get as far as I had hoped, because an old friend, Rick, brought an infrequent visitor, Joe, to Gems for a chat. It was nice to see them both. We had an enjoyable couple of hours banter. To put such a meeting into context, I am pretty sure that nothing like that has happened for the last 15 months. Such is the isolation of a foreigner in remote parts of Thailand. I put Lily in London for the sequel, but it has revealed new problems. I never have known London well, but I now live in Thailand, so I will need to do a lot more research than I first anticipated. I don't mind that, but it will slow me down until I feel comfortable in that environment. I had a chat with a friend, a fellow writer, over email last night. He said that he found credible sequels more difficult than starting a new storyline. I generally find sequels easier, but he's going to be right about this one. I can feel it already. It has to do with the research, and the fact that the elite in Britain would rather the truth didn't get out anyway. I am talking about high society child abuse here, as has been alleged against residences in Dolphin Square in Westminster, the most desirable place to live in London. My book will not make any new revelations, but it might hit a few raw nerves. Regards, Owen Podcast. Tiger Lily 2. Enjoy Yakutami without advertisements for less than 98 cents a month.